Hello and welcome to the Big Questions and Little Answers podcast. I'm Jaylene and I'm here with my dad, Brandon.
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us today. We have a very interesting question for all of us to think about.
Yeah.
Jaylene asked me a question and I honestly had not thought about this question very much. So I thought, you know what, this would be an excellent podcast question. Jaylene, why don't you ask us the question?
Why did God need Adam's rib to make Eve?
That's a great question. One more time, please.
Why did God need Adam's rib to make Eve?
Okay, she said, why did God need Adam's rib to make Eve? And I think that maybe we're wondering this because God made Adam out of dust. Remember, he made him out of dirt, and then he shaped him, and then he breathed into him. So why didn't he make Eve the same way? Jaylee, any thoughts on this?
I think he made Eve different, like differently than Adam, so like can kind of continue on to the chain that he just started.
What do you mean by that? I'm not sure like if I understand that.
Like he's making the same kind. He's not making two different people. He's making the same person and turning it into two.
Interesting. I wonder what you guys think about this. Let us know your comments. Email us
bigquestion@wayfamily.church.
We forgot our email address. What do you think? bigquestion@wayfamily.church. Send us your comments on that. But I think that if God made Eve the same way that he had made Adam, then they would have been two separate beings. Instead, God wanted their bodies to share the same cells or the same flesh, the same bones. Let's go to the Bible and read a little bit about what happened there. Maybe this will shed light into why God used Adam's rib to make Eve and not the same way or the same materials that he used to make Adam.
Yeah.
Jaylee, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 through 24. Read that for us, if you don't mind.
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up his place with the flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then a man said. This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Taken out of man.
Verse 24.
Okay, therefore a man shall leave his mother and father and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
That's right. So I think that there's something very important about them becoming one flesh. I think that's something about the intimacy, about a relationship between a husband and a wife. God made that relationship to be special. And I think the way that he created Eve out of Adam's rib, like Eve said, this is a woman because she came out of man. That makes their relationship very, very special, I think. And so when God brought Eve to Adam, he was immediately attracted to her. I don't know if you get that image. You know, he sees her. He wakes up after the deep sleep, and it's like, whoa. You just imagine like heart-shaped eyeballs when he's seeing her. He just immediately falls in love with her, and he says, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. I think I'm reminded of like when a mommy sees her baby for the first time.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, this is special. This is my baby. You know, and Adam's like, this is my baby. Something like that.
You should have seen the face he just made. He was like, mm-mm.
And so he was pretty excited to see her, and he calls her woman, for he was taken out, or she was taken out of man. And so Adam had lost a rib, you would say, but in its place of that rib, he had something much better to complete him. Now he is complete. He has a companion, because up until then, it was just Adam. He was the only man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like, he's surrounded by a bunch of animals, and he's seeing different animals have different mates, but he didn't have a partner. He didn't have anybody that he could share life with.
I have a follow-up question.
What's that?
What was that? Sorry, let me put my brain on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Did Adam have an extra rib to give, or did he have like just
No, I think he had the same amount everyone else has.
All right, just
he had one taken out.
Wondering.
Yeah.
I was wondering if he had an extra rib to give.
No.
Or if he...
No, I think one was taken out. So that's why he lost a rib. Yeah. But as a result, he gained a partner, a wife, and that was like way better. So for him, it was like, thank you for taking my rib and for this beautiful gift. And so he marries. We know that he marries Eve. They become husband and wife, and then they have children. Do you remember their kids' names? Cain and Abel.
Yes,
right. And eventually they have another one named Seth. And so they become a family, but just going to now Jesus's words, when Jesus was asked about marriage and when he was teaching about the importance of a strong marriage and good relationship, he said in Mark 10, chapter 7 through 9, I'm going to have you read that for us, Jaylee, to show us what Jesus says about marriage.
All right, Mark 10, 7 through 9. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let man not separate.
Yeah, so Jesus is actually quoting back from that passage in Genesis chapter 2. He says that the man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast his wife, and they shall become one flesh. When a man marries a woman, they essentially become one flesh, one person. It's part of just being married. It's the best part about being married.
Yeah.
There's something special about the relationship. Like, you know that Mom and I have a very special relationship.
Yes.
She's my best friend, and of all the people in the world, I would want her to be around me. Like, she is my very special person. I have all kinds of other friends, but none of them are even close to the relationship that I have with Mom. And that's a good thing. Otherwise, that'd be a big problem. You know? But that's the way that God made it. Is also a gift, too. You know, one day, Jaylee, you're going to grow up. And for anyone who's listening here, you might be thinking, ew, boys, ew. You know, one day you'll find your husband or you'll find your wife. And when you marry, you're going to experience the beauty.
I won't find my wife.
No, you're going to find a husband because you will be a wife. Right. Marriage is between man and woman, husband and wife. That's the way that God designed it. But when you find your person, you're really going to experience perhaps what Adam experienced when you have those heart-shaped eyes and be like, wow, thank you so much for that gift. Like, this is not just another person. This is my person. This is my flesh, my body. There's something very beautiful about that. And so what do you think? Does that answer your question?
I think so.
And how would you summarize that for all of us who are listening? Give us a little answer to the big question. I'll ask the big question. You give us the little answer.
Okay.
Why did God need Adam's rib to make Eve?
Our little answer today is God wanted Adam and Eve to share the same body as husband and wife.
That's right. Very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Jaylee. And thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you'll join us for our next episode.
Yeah.
Send us your question.
BigQuestion@wayfamily.church.
That's right.
Hey, we remembered it.
God bless you guys. Bye.
Bye.